Hello everyone, welcome to the Dorsey Wright Monday video. My name is Ian Saunders.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And we're looking at another up day, another up Monday here as we start off this this abbreviated week with the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Markets are still pushing higher here this morning. We're looking, tracking the movement there, the S&P 500, the default chart there. We're seeing another X added to make a new, at least intraday all-time high there at 3130 on that default point and figure chart on the page. So definitely a positive sign as we're seeing things kind of continue upwards. But that can often also lead to some difficulty in making decisions on what to own in such a strong market. When we're looking at BPs continuing at elevated levels, one of the main things that we're looking to kind of weed out of the portfolio at those times are those laggard relative strength areas. And one way that you can capitalize on that is through some of the models that we have on the platform, right? Some of the models that look to hold those higher relative strength names and then rotate out of those areas when they begin to move out of favor. And we've actually just launched a redesign there of the models page that we wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive to go through here with you this morning.
We have. And, you know, very excited about the models page redesign that came out Friday evening. So those of you who have logged in this morning or over the weekend have likely seen the changes already. But we want to just take a moment to point out some of the new features we've added to help kind of ease your process in getting acclimated with the models page. Mm-hmm. And so when you come in, you'll notice a brand new facelift, right? This looks totally different than how it did before. One of the things we want to point out, you know, when you come onto the models page from now on, is the filter tab on the left-hand side of the screen. And this can be accessed by clicking that filter arrow to pop out the menu if it's not popped out already. And this is going to be your new way of filtering down the names of the models and being able to find, you know, specific results that cater to your criteria. A lot of them are pretty standard, right? Looking at asset class group, looking at security type. But we did add a few more that we want to point out to you on the lower end of that filter tab. Namely, we have, you know, the ability to look at evaluation frequency. So if you wanted to sort the models to see, okay, is this something that looks at the model holdings every month or every week, you can now do that. Additionally, you can screen for current holdings. So if you have a fund or a security that, you know, you're fond of and want to see if there are any models that are currently allocated toward that, you can input those tickers or that ticker into that section. Additionally, we have the ability now to filter for the number of holdings in a model, so that's pretty cool. You can add a filter for whether the model has a cash component or not. Mm-hmm. So I know that's pretty popular among our users, being able to get defensive, right? And additionally, we have a turnover filter. So, you know, that's gonna kind of coincide with the evaluation frequency, but if you have turnover or tax considerations that are important, you can then set that up in the filters on the left. So a lot of new added features, Ian, and you know, I think one of the best things to do as you get comfortable here is go in, play around with them, see how they impact your results, and then, you know, you'll get a better feel for it.
Absolutely. And the important thing to keep in mind too is that we've redesigned the look and feel of the page, right? But anything that you had set in there previously, any alerts that you would have had set, are going to be maintained. Those are going to be carried over, obviously. Just going to be in a slightly different place. Instead of, now if you wanted to add an alert to a model, instead of clicking on that set alerts button in the upper right-hand corner, which is now no longer there, you would do it on that individual basis using that bell icon on the right-hand side of any model line. And directly beside that is you were going over there with the filters on the left-hand side, you'll notice one of them is now called favorites. And so you now have the option to actually favorite any model you want. You can click on that favorites filter on the left-hand side to bring up the set list that might be specific to you or specific to your clients there. So a lot of new functionality, a lot of stuff that we can do, but everything that we would have been able to do previously there, looking at setting those alerts, it's all still going to be maintained and carried through. Might just be in a slightly different place than it was before.
Yep, and great point, Ian. And you know, with regard to that favorites function, that's simply accessed by clicking the star icon on the right-hand side of the model. So once you found a model or models that you want to follow more specifically, right, in addition to setting alerts, you can then hit that star. And two final things that I want to point out before we dive a little bit deeper into some of the newer added functionality. You have the ability here to toggle your benchmark. So, you know, of course, we're going to show you the models default benchmark that we would present in a fact sheet or info file. But you do have the ability now to hit toggle benchmark in the upper right-hand corner and set custom benchmarks so you can see how the model might have behaved against a different set of stocks or assets, right? Mm-hmm. So that's powerful. And then finally, you know, we've built an algorithm into the sorting mechanism for the default landing page. So when you come into the models page, you have all models selected, they're going to be sorted now in terms of popularity. So we aggregate the click data that you all provide us, we look at the performance, and we also look at the broad asset class ranking in DALI. Mm. So we take all three of those things, and the models that best fit those criteria are going to show up near the top. So, you know, a great way to see what other users are following and then what's timely and relevant, of course.
Exactly, exactly. So when you're coming in, you're taking a look at the page and maybe want to take a look at one of the models to see kind of further information, take a deeper dive. Now all you have to do is just click on the line anywhere across a model. So for example here, what we'll have it up on the video is that clicking on the State Street sector model, it'll bring up a little pop-up on the right-hand side with some further kind of taking a deeper dive into the model, into the performance, the returns of the model, the trades, the underlying holdings, a lot of new functionality that you can do there with that specific model. But you'll notice right when you pop up that details page there, it brings up a nice interactive graph that you can see the return of the model since its inception. And so this particular model was incepted in January of 2007. You can see the returns from that point forward are going to be just in the normal white graph, but you can actually see back-tested returns as well that are going to be highlighted there in gray to denote that was back-tested performance. So nice little functionality to bring up over time. You can track your mouse across the graph, and it will show you the change in the returns over time there. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And right below that, you've got the info file and then the ETF report as well. So if you're interested in learning more about, you know, that sponsor, that relationship, that's a great place to come and check. You know, in addition to the details, which is, as Ian pointed out, going to be your landing page when you click on that model, you know, we've included, of course, holdings, returns, trades, right? So a lot of the original functionality, as well as universe. But one of the things we're most excited about is the stats tab. Mm-hmm. So if we click on that, you're going to get a wealth of information, starting with sector breakdown, and then looking at holding style from a Morningstar style box, size and style box, as well as regional holdings. And in the upper left-hand corner, where it says other charts, you have the ability then to toggle what you see there. So, mm-hmm. you know, again, a wealth of information that can be really helpful in making a decision. And moving further down the page, we have a number of different performance and risk statistics. So we've added a lot of thought and work into this in terms of giving you all better information to, again, make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. Some of our favorites, I like the capture downside market and upside market, which is under risk. So that's looking at, you know, how much participation the model takes in terms of moving up with the market as well as down. So, mm-hmm. you know, you want to see a lower downside capture and a higher upside capture. But it's really cool to then be able to quantify that and then even, you know, compare it to other models as you're making your decision.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have a variety of other metrics that are going to be available there as well. One in particular, we always had the standard deviation. We had the returns that you could take a look at. But now looking at that Sharpe ratio too shows you kind of how those risk-adjusted returns would do relative to the model's benchmark. Mm-hmm. Definitely an important factor and one that I know was frequently asked for prior to this release here. So
absolutely.
And another, you'll notice up top outside of the stats tab, you can also click on that exposure tab, and that will actually take a deeper dive into those underlying holdings that you have. You see an overview up there on the stats tab. It goes into the underlying holdings of each of the ETFs included in this model to show you, okay, what's the model's total exposure to Amazon, let's say, based upon the models, the ETFs that are held in the models, and then the actual holdings of those individual ETFs. You can actually see what the individual exposure is to each of those, so you actually know what you're owning when you're purchasing the model there. So pretty useful feature there as well.
Very cool. And on that point, you know, I missed this, I think, when I looked at it the first time. Mm-hmm. When you hover over the holding, it shows you what ETF that stock is in, right? So that's really cool. So you not only get the overall breakdown, but then you get the individual, you know, funds that the specific stock is held in. So, you know, a wealth of information here.
Absolutely.
This is a big evolution for us and for you all, and we're excited for it to be out. With that said, you know, if you all have any feedback for us, please send us an email at dwa@dorseywright.com or give us a call at 804-320-8511. We'd be happy to hear your thoughts and answer any questions that you might have as you get, you know, acclimated to this new redesign.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And be sure to keep an eye out on the research as well. We had an article in the Were You Aware from Friday that was taking a look at a brief overview of some of the navigation there of the models page. We'll be taking a deeper dive into the actual functionality of that model listings page today in the feature of the Daily Equity Report. And then tomorrow we'll actually be taking a look at another part of the new model update, the custom models tool that's going to be available there for you. So definitely feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email with any questions. But if you want to see some actual written down navigation guideline, then keep an eye on the research for that as well.
Excellent. Well, a lot of great changes, and we're glad to be able to present them and share them with you all. And, you know, hopefully we'll have more as we head into the end of the year and into a 2020 right around the corner.
Absolutely.
Well, with that, we'll talk to you next week.